All right, folks, welcome to ninoscorner.tv. Got a very important episode for you right now. This podcast is going to be fire. We're going to be talking about civil unrest coming to America on the back channel, just how that will happen on ninoscorner.tv. First, we're going to just kind of do a broad stroke of everything on here. I talked to Scott. I explained the rules in the dressing room. No low punches. Keep everything above the belt. In case of a knockdown, run to the neutral corner. Please, Scott, I know how bad you want to go all in on this, but let's keep this for YouTube. YouTube friendly. We'll go to the back channel. We'll go full. There, okay? All right, folks, get your noble gold. Are you worried about the future of the U.S. economy? Because I am. With so much uncertainty in the air, it's natural to fret about the security of your retirement savings, but there's no one asset that stands the test of time except gold. For centuries, gold has been the hedge against market volatility and economic instability. With a gold IRA from Noble Gold Investments, you can harness the power of precious metals to help protect your financial future. By rolling over your existing IRA or 401k into a self-directed gold IRA, you can enjoy the potential for long-term growth and stability. Diversify your portfolio with a tangible asset that has real value. Setting up your gold IRA has never been easier with Noble Gold Investments. Streamlined process and open guidance. And you actually talk to a real person from this country. this election year, don't election volatility, that's how you say it, and uncertainty keep you up at night. Wow. Vote for the timeless safety of gold and silver in 2024, folks. You're going to need it. Noble Gold Investments will give you up to 10 1-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar if you open up a qualified account. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. Noblegoldinvestments.com. Get started today, folks. All right, Scott. Iran raises red flag of revenge, dude. Like, this is it. I mean, we're not stopping this now, right?
Well, let's understand how this all just happened, and it's still unfolding. You've got Israel and Iran have always had a very antagonistic relationship, of course. You've got Israel firing, well, first of all, claiming to control the Golan Heights, which Trump had given them, which was part of Syria. And on these Golan Heights recently was playing a soccer team that a missile apparently landed onto the field and killed a bunch of kid soccer players. Well, the Israelis accused Hezbollah of doing that, and Hezbollah said they didn't do that. It was a Iron Dome missile fired from Israel that actually had went off course and struck this soccer field. So Israel, in turn, used.
Okay, so hold on. I think I know where you're going with this one. So it's an FF.
Well, it's an event that happened, but the Israelis tried to redefine it as an intentional attack by Hezbollah, where the Hezbollah have said it was not an attack by us. It was a Israeli missile fired to, shoot down another missile that went haywire and hit its own people in its own field. So there was an accidental quality to this. But nevertheless, the Israelis have taken this, and as they do better
hold
than
on,
most.
Hold on, don't go. So I know where you're going. Just keep it clean.
They're able to, should we say, in a clown-like fashion, redefine the language in which it appeared that they were victims. So subsequently, they used that as an excuse to fire a missile into the bedroom of the Hamas negotiator, who was in Iran. Usually, he's in Qatar doing negotiations between Israel and Hamas to return.
So they knew
prisoners.
Where he was at and visiting, and they, with pinpoint accuracy, they took him out with a missile in his bedroom.
Yeah. He was visiting in Iran as part of the new president of Iran's presidential ceremony. He was just sworn in. So this, and a lot of other Muslim leaders from around the world went there. So this Hamas envoy, who's been targeted for a long time, went to this event and they fired a missile into his apartment where he was staying and killed him. Now, there's spies we know that did this, but this was, again, firing a missile into a negotiator, the diplomat, the negotiator that was determining Israel-Palestine relations and the return of prisoners versus the stopping of the Gaza war.
He was just kind of like the messenger guy.
Yeah, that's all he was. He was the diplomat. He was the messenger. He was the envoy. But see, this is a particular resonance in Iran and Middle East cultures, because when you come to their country, you are a guest. You're considered a guest. You're considered under their protection. You're considered completely neutral. And by Israel doing this, they have offended and outraged the entire population. So now Iran is planning and plotting its counterstrike, its revenge operation, if you will. But it's not going to be just Iran. You're now going to see Hezbollah, Yemen, Iran, probably doing 10 times as big of a drone missile strike as they did last time. And it will occur after the 3 days of mourning, which end, I think, Friday. So we're speculating between Friday and Monday, this counter revenge move is going to kick off. And I've speculated that you're going to have an annihilation of the commercial sectors of Israel.
All like innocent people.
Well, I mean, people who will be in these buildings. Yeah, but they'll probably strike at night. So they'll strike supermarkets, banks, Apple stores, shoe stores, luxury stores, furniture stores, internet. They'll strike all of the luxury items that Israel and its people live off of.
But Scott, this to me seems like they baited them into this situation. Israel knows exactly what they were doing. And now we're
well, Israel.
And we'll talk about that on the back channel. Don't say it on YouTube.
No,
but am I right in saying that?
Yeah, I think that's valid. I do think that's valid. They want to create a war by any means necessary. That's Netanyahu came over to the Congress and regurgitated his spittle before the little birds in the Congress halls who clap like seals at the old speech that he gave in 2003. He gave the same speech in 2024.
So now that he knows he has the funding and the money and he has America backing him, it's go time.
Well, that's very precarious, because I don't think he has the American people backing him.
No, but he has Congress, right? I mean, they're
yeah, but
not the American
are,
people, but Congress.
I put it this way. They're on thin ice and they're about to break through, because once you initiate American troops and money to Israel to engage in a war against Hezbollah, Iraqi forces, Syrian forces, Iranian forces, Yemeni forces that are trying to stop the Palestinian people. Now you've entered a whole World War III, and plus Russia and China are going to be on the side of Iran, and the countries that are on the that are allowing American missile bases and air force bases to stay there, like Qatar, they're going to go neutral. They're not going to allow American bases to be flying or planning or plotting offensive operations out of Qatar against Iran. That's just not going to happen.
Here's where my mind goes with this. And I feel like this is the most perfectly concocted and like engineered situation America could be in, because who are we bringing over here? Unvetted immigrants every day, that a lot of them are Hamas and Hezbollah. I mean, they're here. Mr. O, the President Mr. O, I know people hate when I do this, but I got to do it, folks. Mr. O brought them here in his term. A lot of them are Dearborn, Michigan, or Deer Lake, Michigan, whatever. What's the place in Michigan?
Yeah.
The capital,
yeah,
Muslim capital, whatever.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
a lot here. And how do you think they're going to take to this? So we bring all these Muslims here. We bring all these people from that region of the world and then back Israel? Now we're getting back in. So to me, this is very, very orchestrated, Scott.
Well,
am I right in saying that?
Yeah, you are to an extent. But see, the main consideration I've always had is the hijacking of the Muslim card by the FBI, by the CIA, by the Mossad. We have no further to look than 9/11.
Hold
We're
on, hold on.
five.
Don't let's go to the back channel to talk about this. I know
All
where you're
right.
going with this. So, but we are looking at war from Iran, just to give my YouTube audience something. We are looking at a full-scale war probably by Monday,
Well,
correct?
we're not looking at them attacking the United States. They're not going
Right.
to do that. That's not part of their diplomatic strategy. They do not want a conflict. They want containment of Israel. That means they're not going to inflame the United States people or the British people or the German or the French people. They're not going to
But
do
what
that.
about
That's just
rogue
unwise.
in our country?
They will not engage in rogue activities against the United States. The
So you don't
Iranians
feel
will
like the
not.
immigrants here have they're we're not in any danger right now from Iran with
No,
the
I think
immigrants
we're in
here?
more danger by the three-letter agencies that will
Okay.
hijack that movement, as they've done in the
Well,
past.
that's
That's
kind of what that's what I mean. That's what I want to talk about on the back channel because that
Yeah,
gets deep.
they will, you will, and we've said this before. This is nothing new. We've said for a series of months, the election will lead up to all of these firecrackers popping off. They're going to blame that the country Iran for these sort of things. We know the hook-nosed, black-haired,
All right.
they're the
I
ones
we're
who will
go
be
we're, all right.
responsible.
All right, we're doing this for
But
YouTube.
they may also take a second pop at our orange-haired friend. Or Kamala Harris and blame it on
Right.
Iran.
Okay. All right, let's get to the back channel. All right, folks, see you at ninoscorner.tv. This is going
And
to be
here's
fire.
one other thing to remember. They just did a prisoner swap. If people don't know, the Russians and the Americans just did a prisoner swap. So you have like 16 Americans who have been released from Russia, and you've got a bunch of Russians that were released back. So there's
All
a
right, but
big
we
prisoner
should see a
swap.
response from Iran on Israel by Monday, you think?
Yeah, I think Monday is going to kick it off, and you're going to see the same drone strikes that you saw the first time, only probably 10 times as devastating. And you'll see and hear all the propaganda that war has come, war is this, we need to help Israel. And the
And
fact
here we
is,
go. We're off to the races.
it'll break the American economy's back if we get into that. Plus, any ships that are used in offensive ways, you'll find mysterious Russian hypersonic missiles fired at them, and you'll see a lot of sunken ships. This is a battle that we can't win. And McGregor has said it, and Ritter said it, and I've said it, and others. We do not have the military capability. We do not have the soldiers that have the maturity or the experience. We do not have the weapons technology to do countermeasures. And they are quite upset by what's
Which
happened.
is
So that's what
why they would implement the draft, correct?
I think they will try and justify a draft, and they'll also initiate their immigrant draft. They're going to do all this before the election. All hell's going to break loose. And I'll tell you, if Trump starts walking down that path, like he said, if they assass he, Trump said this, quote, "If they assassinate me, I hope they wipe Iran off the map." Well, he's just inviting Israel to do exactly that and blame it on
All right,
Iran.
let's get to the back channel. All right, folks, we'll see you at ninoscorner.tv. We're going to dive deep into this and we're going to go all in.